even the rocks. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Psalm chapter 98 verse 8. Once, as Jesus traveled to Jerusalem, a crowd of people gathered around him and began shouting out praises for all the miracles they had seen him do. But the Pharisees didn't like this, and they wanted Jesus to tell the people to be quiet. But Jesus said, "I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out." You can read this in Luke chapter 19 verse 40. Jesus can make even the rocks and stones sing his praises. And that seems to be exactly what's happening just a few miles outside of Butte, Montana, where an unusual rock formation has people listening to the songs of the ringing rocks. When someone strikes these special rocks with a hammer, the rocks ring like a bell. The shape of the rocks, their size, and how they are stacked cause each rock to produce a different sound. Scientists aren't sure exactly why these rocks ring. They think perhaps it's because the rocks have iron in them. But Christians know the real reason. The rocks ring because God created them to ring. The Bible tells us in Psalm chapter 19 verse 1 that the heavens tell the glory of God, and the skies announce what his hands have made. And so do the animals, the trees, the oceans, and every single thing God has created. They all declare God is awesome, and he is our creator. Even the rocks ring out with these praises. "Lord, I cannot even count all the things I should praise you for, but I want to try. Help me remember to ring out your praises every day." Did you know? A similar field of ringing rocks lies in Pennsylvania. In June of 1890, Dr. John J. Ott gathered enough of the special rocks, each rock weighing some 200 pounds, and arranged them according to their musical sounds. He then played a concert, a real rock concert, by hitting the stones with a steel hammer.